If there was ever a man who learned the power of applied faith, that man is Napoleon Hill. He rose above adversity to greatness, in part because he knew the power of the third principle in the science of personal achievement, applied faith. Applied faith has been called the dynamo of this philosophy because it enables action. Faith is the state of mind where you relax your own reason and willpower, opening yourself completely to the inflow of power from infinite intelligence, or cosmic habit force, which we'll discuss later. You apply the faith when you accept guidance from this infinite intelligence. Turning over problems to this guidance can be difficult, until you realize that if you let it, the creative force of the entire universe can aid you in all your endeavors.
Faith is a mental attitude wherein the mind is cleared of all fears and doubts and directed toward the attainment of something definite through the aid of infinite intelligence. Faith is the means by which one may tap and draw upon the power of infinite intelligence at will. Faith is guidance from within, but nothing more. It will not bring you that which you desire, but it will show you the path by which you may go after whatever you desire. Faith acts through the brain cells of the subconscious mind, the subconscious acting as the gateway between the conscious section of the mind and infinite intelligence. Keep that gateway open. Keep it free from self-imposed limitations. For infinite intelligence recognizes no such reality as limitations except those imposed by an individual upon himself and those which would call for circumvention or suspension of natural laws.
To apply your faith, you need to clear all doubts and fears from your mind. Then direct your mind toward the attainment of something definite. If you let it, help will follow.
Every person has the power to condition the mind for the expression of faith. Every person has this power because every person has been provided by the Creator with complete control over his own mind. In fact, this is the only thing over which any person has complete control. Well, here once more, we are rubbing elbows with the supreme secret of all great achievements. And right here is an appropriate place to call attention to another great truth in connection with the power of the mind, namely, the mind attracts to one that which it dwells upon. Thoughts of poverty and failure bring poverty and failure just as unerringly as night follows day. And thoughts of opulence and plenty bring prosperity just as definitely. In other words, the mind attracts to one whatever the mind has been conditioned to attract. The vast majority of people keep their minds trained on all the things they fear and do not want, such as the fear of poverty, the fear of ill health, the fear of criticism, the fear of the loss of love and affection of someone, the fear of old age. And these fears have a queer way of materializing. People who have found the way to successful achievement keep their minds trained on the things they do want. And by their thinking, they condition their minds for the expression of that mysterious power known as faith.